Hello, good morning from Fegama Wednesday. A little late on the report this week, but that's the way it is. This week is special. So let me see. The opening picture there is of Iñaki, one of our young teenagers, and Jose Andino preparing the coffee for our Saturday men's Bible study. And it's so wonderful to see Iñaki coming faithfully on his own. He has no encouragement from home, but he takes a train and then walks almost a mile to get to church, to get to Bible studies, and so forth. So it's great to see that character developing. We had a good Saturday Bible study with there were 14 present, continuing our study through the book of 1 Samuel, focusing on the men and the good examples and the bad examples, what to avoid and what to imitate, so to speak. So very the men are very participative, and yeah, I'm absolutely loving the way it's going. So I'm grateful for that. Sunday services were again fantastic, really. A lot of a big crowd, a number of visitors again, and each of them gets a package with gospel materials in it. And yeah, we're not having to use the heater much. We use it for a little bit, but the weather has warmed up a good bit, which is nice in that sense. And let's see. Then we had, let me see, make sure I get things here in the right order. We had a couple over for a meal on Sunday. And Matilda is She was saved a month and a half ago or so, and her husband is coming. His name is Sorin, and they are from Romania. But yeah, she was Catholic. He was Orthodox. I've mentioned them before, but so do pray for. Well, Matilda is showing great signs of growth. She's just full of the joy of the Lord. And yeah, it's really, really, really nice to see. They have plenty of baggage, as you can imagine, 40, 50 years living in the world. But Sorin still needs to see his need for salvation and be saved. But he's coming, he's friendly, and we've got a good relationship. He loves to fish, and I haven't fished in 20 years, but I grew up fishing almost every day. So up on the coast here. So yeah, I know I can relate to him because I know what he's fishing and, the experiences. So we have a lot in common there. Then yesterday I had lunch with Jon, one of our young men. I've mentioned him on a number of occasions. He and Vero have their little boy, Marco. He is now our sound man. And someday I might take I don't know, a whole separate audio to give their story, but God has done is doing an amazing job in their lives. Yeah, it's one of those things where you shake your head and say, wow. And so they have plenty of challenges. Oh my goodness. After their marriage, after their wedding, they were out for 2 or 3 years, way out in left field. And of course, sowed a bunch of, I guess you could say, wild oats or bad oats or something. And so they have the issues to deal with, but are doing very well, growing. And yeah, it's a blessing to see them going forward. Pray for them and with them and their boy Marco, who perhaps has, I don't know how to say it. He's the one showing a lot of the issues that came as a result of them going away from the Lord. So anyway, appreciate your prayers for them. Had a great meal with him yesterday. He insisted on pay. He would not let me pay. All through the years, I've taken him out, and I told him, hey, I've got a friend who pays for most of these meals. He said, doesn't matter. He said, take someone else out. So it's always good to see them respond with gratitude and generosity to the spiritual investment made. And then I'm going to send a picture of Bea and Mikkel. Bea is the girl, if you ever see any of our services or any time you see a young lady, a young teenager playing the flute with Mimi, that's Bea and her little brother Mikkel. We were able to give them a digital piano. She's learning to play the piano as well. And our home church, sending church, sent a yearly Christmas offering, special offering. They asked for a list of things and whatnot. Anyway, we mentioned this possibility of getting her a piano because she's already played a couple of specials. Simple, but nice specials at church. But she has a little dinky little keyboard, you know, with just, I don't know, 3 octaves or 4 octaves at the most. And that's what she's been learning on at home. And so we surprised the family with a full keyboard. And oh, and in fact, you'll see it in the picture. And so, my goodness, and little Mikkel, he has shown a tremendous amount of interest in the piano in months past. So, budding musicians there and trusting that they took this picture for me, and she said, let people know that we're going to use this for the Lord. So that's good. We are getting a new generator. We've had a huge one for 20 years, in a sense too big for our needs, but we used it and it got us through the construction of the farmhouse, and it was a massive thing that sometimes all it was doing was generating power, and all we were using were a couple of drills or saws or something, but it did the job, got us through retreats and institutes and so forth, but it's just not the right thing for us anymore, and it's given some issues, so we're getting rid of it. And Danny, who's the electronics guy, has everything wired up all over the farmhouse for all kinds of things. He has figured out what kind of generator to replace it with. And so basically, we're selling it for the amount of money that we needed to buy another one, much smaller, much obviously newer. It's brand new, but much more adequate for our needs. And for about the same price, about $1,700, $1,800. So that's ordered and should be getting in, and hopefully these people will be coming to get the huge monster out of our way. So that's a little bit of a bit of news at the farmhouse. And then, of course, this week is institute time. So let me see how long I am. 7.5 minutes. Okay, give you an idea of what the preps are for that. We have institute on Saturday. We're expecting, probably between 50 and 60. So that then organizes the meals, and with the ladies' help, they just do a bang-up job on providing food. And so this time I'm not only organizing, but I'm also teaching all 5 hours. So a little bit of an extra load there, but doable. With the Lord's help, should be okay. But basically today I went ahead and ordered online all of the photocopies. Everybody gets a notebook with a full set of notes. It has the songs, it has the schedule, it has a list of the previous 54 institutes, it has the chores or homework that they had to do to get the certificate, those who earn the certificate. And so I've been working on that for the last week or two, primarily getting all my notes together for the topic is on prophecy. And we're looking at prophecy from all the different angles, and the theme is the prophecy, a unique phenomenon. And so it's a fascinating study, which I absolutely love. I've taught it through the years several times, and so didn't have to regenerate everything, but I had to review, I had to completely use new software, and so I basically had to go through the whole thing like 3 different times. But I think it's ready to go now, and it better be, because the copies are ordered. But now I'll have to get the media together so I can, and then, speaking of media, we have two screens or two TV monitors that we're putting on the wall, Danny and a friend. In fact, I'm going to put a picture of Danny and Nico up. I'll send that too. They've been working at a few projects, and one of them is installing these monitors, you'll see, or these TVs, you'll see them on the pictures on Saturday or whenever you get pictures of the Institute. Rather than have it displayed on the screen way up where everybody gets a kink in their neck after the day's over, these will be a lot lower, probably a lot brighter and better definition. And so I'm really looking forward to using that. I've been thinking about it and praying about it for quite a while. Finally, went, pulled the trigger and bought them. And so we're looking forward to using those. And so all of that information, all of the notebooks, the certificates, the bookmarks. And then today, Mimi is up there with a lady who is cleaning the farmhouse for us. So it's just a ton of prep work. And then, of course, Saturday is a full day. I have someone doing the music for me, so I've got some help there. And my sons will be in and out. They've got their children to deal with, their little ones, so they can't really be there all day helping. So, but there are some others that will be helping me. And Lord willing, it'll all go well. Thanks for your prayers and preps. This is getting extremely long. I want to cut it off before 11 minutes.